Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-hosts, Gwyn Scheltema, and our guests this week, Cassie Jeans and Miranda Sophia. Each week, we visit with a local author, editor, journalist, teacher, broadcaster, or someone otherwise involved with the world of words. We hope to find out a little about their lives, what prompts them to write, give her an opportunity to read some of her work for us, and we're very pleased to have two guests with us today, Cassie Jeans and Miranda Sophia. And I usually do read the introduction, but I'm going to ask Cassie and Miranda to introduce themselves. So first of all, Cassie.
Thank you so much, Felicity, for having us here, and Gwen, we are very excited. So it's funny to introduce myself here, but here we go. So Cassie Jeans is the number one best-selling author, a dedicated leader for women who want to fully embrace all aspects of their soul and take full ownership of their life. She's an advocate for the transformational power self-worth has in a woman's life and as a gift of eradicating self-doubt and limiting beliefs using the power of words, practical step-by-step solutions, and the wisdom of intuition. She is interested in what lights up a person's soul and guides them to see that by following that path alone, all other core desires will naturally fall into place. Cassie is active on social media and hosts a weekly podcast called In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans, Words That Awaken the Soul.
Hi, I'm
okay, Miranda, your turn.
Thank you again so much, you guys, for having us.
No problem.
I'm Miranda Sophia, and I am a fierce believer in the sacredness of being human and all of the experience that come with it. I spend my life devoted to getting to know myself at the deepest and most expansive ways in every experience, relationship, and moment that life offers me. Through my courage and willingness to dance with my shadows, walk through the fire, and celebrate in my light, I stand as a beacon, a guide, a facilitator, a space holder, and a sister for others to do the same. By sharing myself fully in my wisdom and in my vulnerability, I create a safe container for women to come home to themselves and embody their innate divinity. I do this through my writing, women's circles and retreats, yoga and meditation practices, workshops, and the creation of gemstone jewelry, as well as sharing through my new number one best-selling book, Her Art of Surrender.
Terrific. Thank you. So, Her Art of Surrender is a collection of stories by women from all over the world with different backgrounds, beliefs, and experiences. And I would like to know how you attracted submissions from such a diversity of writers.
Well, it was really using the tool of being online. So we would start to do publications and posts about book collaboration. And we did it on Facebook, so then, and on Instagram. And then women could respond to it, and we'd make it very specific so that they knew exactly who the ideal market was for this book. And if women responded, we would gather on a call, like on a Zoom call, or even do like a Facebook Messenger call and chat and get to know one another and see if this was a good opportunity and good collaboration for them to be a part of. So naturally, because the reach is really expansive when you're online, women came in from Australia, from the UK, all over the United States, and wonderfully actually from our local community here.
Mm-hmm.
May I add to that?
Yes, yeah. Please do.
I just wanted to say, so Cassie is our lead author, so she was the facilitator of gathering all of the women, and I love the fact that we have these women from all over the world, and we have this unique kind of relationship in that we're from the same small town, Port Hope, Ontario. And so Cassie had reached out to me just via Messenger and asked if I was, you know, interested in writing, and that had always been something that was of very high interest to me. And so it was, yeah, this really cool. And then we get to share this experience mm-hmm. together and then with all of these amazing women from around the world. Mm-hmm. So it's cool.
And
having
what about the countries you mentioned were all, they do have something in common. They're English-speaking countries.
Yes.
What about other cultures? Did you get submissions from places like India or anywhere like that?
Not from India, but
Africa?
Because Canada is so diverse, mm-hmm. Quite a few of the women are actually of different descents. So, Gagan, would be one of the authors, and Sonia Greer and Effie, they would all have different backgrounds.
Oh, that's great.
That would have contributed to, really interestingly, a very similar voice, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's really the power behind this book, is because it has such a diverse background, even if everyone is from Canada technically, because it's so diverse, then you're getting all of these different perspectives, but a very similar thread runs through every single chapter, and that's really the beauty behind Surrender.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So surrender became the overall theme of the book. Now tell us, please, what the word surrender means for you and for those who wrote for you.
So surrender, I think that I approach the meaning of surrender a little bit differently, perhaps than others, in that I know that a lot of people look at surrender as a practice, as something that you do. To me, surrender is almost the result. A couple of metaphors I have for it is, you know, surrender or letting go, it's like if you're holding your hand into a fist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you did that for a second and you could just let it go and it wouldn't be a big deal. But if you're holding your hand in a fist for your entire life, then it wouldn't be just as simple as, you know, you could say just let it go and the concept is easy, but the actual act of that would take more. So, you know, perhaps you'd need help with massage and chiropractor and like some good support and encouragement, and it would take time.
Mm-hmm.
And the other metaphor I have for it is like an old game of Tetris, where it's like you set up your foundation and the shapes on the bottom of your Tetris game, and then all of a sudden the perfect piece kind of comes in and drops into place, and then the line disappears. And to me, that's the surrender. And it's almost, you know, to look at it from the spiritual perspective, it's this act of grace. So mm-hmm. it's like I can show up and I can do the things that I can do to prepare myself for this sort of act of kind of mystery or grace that happens that feels like letting go.
Okay, that's very beautifully put.
Yeah, no, that is really beautifully put. I love the fact that you brought up the word grace, because that definitely coats so much of the chapters. And I'll just add to what it means to surrender and why this came out in the way that it did, is because we can have this idea of, well, you just gotta let it go. You just gotta let it go. And that can be really hard to do when you don't acknowledge the story. And I think that's what's making this book so powerful, is that every single woman is giving the opportunity to acknowledge her story, but to share it from a place of healing as opposed to a place of still holding on. Mm-hmm. And that's a completely different way in which to practice the art of letting go. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, so what do we do when everything seems to be falling apart? You had the fist image, but what about when the world's falling apart or you feel you're falling apart? Could you explain the power of surrender in those circumstances?
Yeah, for me, I mean, this whole past year has been that for me. I've gone through a pretty yucky, messy divorce,
mm-hmm.
and have hit kind of a really dark place in my life. And so it's kind of funny because, I mean, I wrote a book called The Art of Surrender, but that does not mean that I am a master of surrender by any means. But I love that that the name is art.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
It's not something that is linear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that there's these structured rules around. And so for me, it's just been this process of getting to know myself and getting to know the places within me where I am holding stories, traumas, hurts, places where I've abandoned myself, where I've learned that it's not safe to trust myself. And my chapter is called The Reconciliation, My Journey Home to Myself. And so for me, that's what surrender is. And like for me, the darkest time of my life has been this journey back home, building a relationship with myself. And in terms of like in these hard times, I don't think that there's easy answers to it, but I do think that each of us holds our own answers. And by kind of collectively getting together and examining these things within ourselves and exploring these things and doing this type of healing, which can happen and look many different ways. That's for me where I find answers eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can definitely add to that if you'd like. When things are falling apart, I think it is wise to let them, to sit with it for a little bit before feeling the need and the urgency to fix anything. Sometimes there isn't a fixing, and it's more so just an acknowledging of an emotion. And I know that given the opportunity to do that through a variety of different experiences that I've had in my life, I used to numb everything, and I used to move it to the side and pretend like everything was fine, but on the inside, things were falling apart. So visibly, maybe externally, no one could see it, but inside I could feel it, and because I didn't have the tools in order to be able to actually talk about it and verbalize and communicate and share how I was feeling, the letting things fall apart, it's okay, because that is a release of control. And when we can recognize that, you know, we have something going on inside of us that, yes, this is our control, like inside, and not control from a place of dominance or power, just more so from a place of like allowing things to happen and just going deeper into yourself.
Okay. When we do let go, what are we left with?
That's the magic
question. I mean, this is what you were saying. You're taking a journey to back to yourself, right?
Yeah.
So is that what you...
Yeah, I mean, all I was left with was me and learning who that was.
Mm-hmm.
Because the surrendering and the letting go has been this breaking down of all that wasn't me, everything I internalized from childhood, stories I took on from culture and relationships and external forces, and really who I was in the world and who I am in the world still, and who I think that I am, is I'm still getting to know who she really is. I don't think we'll probably do that
till the day we die.
And that's what I was going to say. It's a lifetime journey. And yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, I hope you've chosen a piece to read, and I am going to ask you to read this time, Cassie.
So I've chosen to read actually from my chapter, because I am very proud to have written in a book, so I'm definitely going to enjoy it. So, Her Art of Surrender, Becoming Completely Undone. Whatever people do, feel, think, or say, don't take it personally. Sensitive by nature and with an ability to feel other people's emotions, energies, and vibrations, the lesson of not taking anything personally was incredibly foreign to me. What did feel right, however, was acknowledging that even the good and the bad perceptions that others have about me are not ones that I have to adopt for myself. I could choose. Choice. This single realization was surrenderance. I could choose my path, my thoughts, my life. I could choose to be fully immersed in my growth, come what may. I chose me. What else could I do? Lose myself in raising children? Lose myself in my marriage? Lose myself in my career? I tried that, and it brought me to my breaking point. I remembered the hunger of love's first embrace, and this time I was hungry for myself. My time became consumed with personal development for a full year, podcasts, books, seminars, retreats, coaches, as I listened to the women and men who had gone before me and their stories of unraveling, this beautiful light and gratitude poured into my life. Gratitude will recreate your entire life. It absolutely recreated mine. I started seeing this beautiful world through the eyes of gratitude, and everything that I thought I didn't have stopped being important. Gratitude is a sweet freedom from the feeling of inadequacy. Why do we feel inadequate when many of us live in abundance? I believe we are searching for something external to fill a void that can only be filled from within. I had no idea that I was feeding emotions that were keeping me in a state of constant disappointment and low self-worth. Without the gratitude mindset shift, I know I would not have found my soul work, my purpose, my joy. Instead of reaching for more from outside of yourself, dig deep into yourself and feel into all that is speaking to you from there.
Thank you, Cassie. Now we'll take a short break.